Now, there's been some announcements with regards to the Umrah visas. To give us the latest on that particular front, we join on the line by travel agent Fazila Malik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and to all the listeners back home.
Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself to chat to us. What's the latest announcement that has come through from the kingdom?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Maulana, as you know, the Umrah season ends normally in Ramadan. This year, alhamdulillah, the visas for Umrah has been extended right up to Shawwal the 15th. Meaning that, you know, before for Ramadan, we had to put and insert all the visa documentations and details into the system in Shaban. In Ramadan, one had to be completed with all the visas. Unlike this year, visas can be entered right till end of Ramadan, providing you enter on the 10th of July, last deadline entry into the kingdom. Meaning you can come in after Ramadan as well, which is a season called Shawwal.
Yes, what is the reason for this? It's obviously it avails and gives more opportunities to potential mu'tamireen, but what was the process that had led to this particular decision by the officials in you know, behind us in the kingdom?
Well, I think Hajj Ministry realized that there is a demand for Umrah, and then also realized that they obviously needing people to come in due to the revenue, etc. And then also it becomes a big season for everybody as well, because Ramadan is quite costly. Then they realize that Shawwal is a low season, and they open this Umrah season worldwide.
Okay, so do we know already now how things will pan out? You know, what is the process that people want to explore this opportunity? What process should they be following?
One should go to their registered agents, not non-registered, because a very important thing to be announced here is that bear in mind, in Ramadan there is a quota. Quota specifically for every different agent in the kingdom, meaning our local agents are also registered with certain specific agents. So there is a quota involved in Ramadan, so in Shawwal. That doesn't mean that you're going to go last minute and get a visa. This has to be done prior as well with your registered agent in our country.
Any reports on the current season, you know, with the Easter season where there were school holidays? Do we have any indication as to, you know, how many people undertook the Umrah journey, and any indication as to how things, any hiccups or anything that may have occurred?
Maulana, up to now, no hiccups have occurred as far as Umrah was concerned for this year. Yes, a very big crowd, and a very good question you posed now. I've never seen an Umrah, especially now in Rajab, as big as this. This is worse than Hajj. Alhamdulillah, yet with the restriction of Umrah right now, with saying that you are allowed to go once a year, and a repeat will have to obviously pay. Mashallah, this Umrah is being so big that there is no restriction when it comes to the Haramain.
SubhanAllah, that is really heartwarming to hear. Jazakumullah khair for the update. We really appreciate your time.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.